between east and north.
Well, sometimes it comes that way, but...
What would you call it?
I don't call it anything but rain. But what would you call it?
It's from halfway between north and east. It would be a...
Northeasterly.
Okay. And halfway between north and west.
Northwesterly.
Okay.
And southeasterly and southwesterly.
Yeah.
Really, at times we get it from each direction. Uh-huh. That's true. And sometimes straight out of the south. Sometimes straight out of the north.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems like it's coming straight from the west. You know, it just, whichever way the wind is blowing, I think, really, and the way the clouds from down here in the Gulf of Mexico and these other clouds, it's wherever they happen to meet up there, where the rain comes down, from whichever direction the wind is blowing.
Yeah. If you get up in the morning and can't even see across the road, you'd say that you had a...
fog.
Okay, and a day like that would be a...
That would be a foggy day, but most of the time that fog goes away when the sun shines.
Yeah. Okay, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you say you're having a...
Having a dry spell.
Okay, or another word for that?
Well, if it keeps on being dry and keeps on being dry, well, we might have a... what do you call that? A drought.
Okay. And the wind had been very gentle and was gradually getting stronger, you'd say that it was...
Changing.
Okay. Or it's getting stronger.
We are expecting rain.
Okay. If the wind had been strong and was getting weaker and weaker, you say that it was...
I think the rain will soon stop.
Okay. Would you say that the rain is rising or coming up or blowing higher or for when it's getting stronger?
You might say the winds are getting stronger.
Okay, but what if the wind's getting weaker? Would you say it's laying or easing or?
Well, I wouldn't use the word laying.
How would you say that?
It is lighter. The rain... The rain is getting lighter.
No, the wind.
The wind is getting weaker.
Okay. And on the morning in the fall, when you go outside, you might say it's a little...
A little snow falling.
Okay. Or if it's not really cold, it's just...
It's frosting. It's a heavy frost.
Uh-huh.
On the... Everything's white.
Uh-huh. What about something more severe than a frost?
Oh, sometimes we have icicles on things.
Uh-huh. Would you ever talk about a freeze?
Oh, yes. Frost freezes things.
Uh-huh. Is a frost and a freeze the same thing?
Well, it might freeze and not be a frost, but a frost freezes.
Okay. So which is worse? Which is stronger?
Well, it might be colder, really, when things just... freeze and have icicles everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And some frost is a lot more of it than others. Sometimes it's just a light frost and that kills the tender plants, and then maybe the next night be a heavier frost and kill the rest of them.
Uh-huh.
And that happens in the springtime too when you plant in your garden, if you plant it too early.
Uh-huh.
You get your things killed and you have to go plant it all over again.
Yeah. Say if you come out on a cold morning and the air seems to just go right through you.
Feels good.
Yeah, how would you describe
it? Oh, what a fresh, how fresh the air feels this morning.
Okay. You say it was so cold last night that the lake...
The lake froze over with ice last night and we could skate on it today.
Okay.
Sugar Creek over there, we crossed to go into school. We had to cross it twice. And sometimes it would be so, the ice would be strong enough that we could skate on it.
Uh-huh. What if it just sort of froze around the edges?
Well, you better not get on it. It'd break and you'd be dumped in.
Okay. Would you say that it skimmed over or scaled over?
No, you would say the ice is too thin.
Okay.
That is too thin to skate.
Yeah. The room that you entertain company in, you call the...
Oh, the living room.
Okay. What about an old-fashioned word for that?
I think they called it the parlor.
Okay. And talking about the height of rooms, you say this room is about...
Well, this one here is 10 feet high.
Huh?
This room here is 10 feet high from floor to ceiling. Is that it?
That's it.
Now you want me to get you a piece of paper and let you write?
Yeah.
Now you want me to get